Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Where we're going to start today, though, is a conversation that you and I had in a text thread earlier today, and it perked my ears up, mainly because at first I disagreed on it, and then, you know, as I like to do, I like to unpack things, I like to give my thoughts in my head before I go on the radio, and I like to think about things, and I am less in a disagreement as I was when we first discussed this a couple hours ago. Why don't you lay out what you said to me, and then we can go from there.
All right, so I just thought about the schedule. And by the way, we were right, and Twitter guy was right last night.
100%.
When we went on the air and did the fake schedule game.
Yeah, notice, by the way, no one got in our mentions later on. It was like, congratulations on getting it right. They don't do that.
They would have, however, if we would have gotten it wrong.
Yeah.
That's where they jump in.
If we got it wrong, might be laughed out of the building.
Yes.
Get it right, crickets.
Yeah, we're heroes.
Yeah, in our own mind.
Yes.
Not in anybody else's mind.
Well, in your mind and my mind, it's all that matters.
You see, but one thing I've learned about myself, Dustin, is that I like gambling with my credibility. So as often as I possibly can, I like to roll the dice on my credibility, and I like to go ahead and put it all on the line. And last night, we wouldn't have done the game if we legitimately didn't think that was going to be the schedule, right?
Because I felt really strong about it. Yeah. I had another source that sort of backed it up, and I wasn't like 100%, but I felt like 88%?
Because we had mock schedules all throughout the day.
Oh, yeah.
We ignored those. We just swatted them away like they're a fly. Right?
Yeah, get out of here.
Yeah, I didn't need that. But, like, this one we felt really good.
It was a screenshot of an Excel spreadsheet, so we kind of felt better about that. So if you want to fake something in the future, put it in an Excel thing and take a picture of it like somebody would do. I think that's what happened.
It makes it look official.
It looked official.
There's people that use Excel sheets. They never lie, right? They go through the process of putting all the trouble and work into an Excel spreadsheet. I don't know about that. But you feel like maybe we got ahead of ourselves then? Because then we kind of like unpacked everything in the 6 o'clock hour yesterday. We didn't save it. We didn't save it for today. Like you guys, if you heard last night, you know all of our thoughts. And I think they've kind of all at this point, maybe we're just getting ahead of the game, but it's early. You know, early part of the schedule is pretty easy. Nothing going on there. And then the late part of the schedule, it's just a murderer's row of good team after good team after good team, which would set up the Browns in a nice way, right? Like if you're thinking about it, you got that stretch where you face Josh Allen, then you followed up facing Tom Brady, and then you go to Houston, which is another reason why maybe we think Deshaun Watson could be on the field at that point. Like the NFL is not going to waste three primetime weeks of viewership for themselves with Deshaun Watson not being on the field. But we were talking about earlier, you believe in your heart of hearts that the NFL knows something about this suspension with Deshaun Watson, and that's why the first four games of this season was maybe a little bit easier.
I just looked at the first part of the season. I saw ESPN Stats and Info ranked the Browns as the second easiest first month of the year. So those first four games.
I saw that from ESPN Stats and Info, and then I saw another graphic going around yesterday where it was the and this was based on like the Vegas forecasted win totals.
Okay.
And it had the Browns as the number one easiest schedule through the first 4 weeks.
And in either one of those are great, you know, for Cleveland. And I don't have anything to – it's just a gut opinion.
Yeah.
You know, gut thought.
Sure.
That the schedule to start the year for the Browns is a little easier than the back half. Not a little, a lot. And I start thinking, well, why would that be? Would there be any thought to that? And if there is some thought, and look, we know that the league looks at who the primetime players are, who's going to be available. Like, the Buccaneers went from probably not having but one or two tops primetime games. Mm-hmm. Now they're all over the place. National TV. Tom Brady's back. Okay. If Aaron Rodgers were not in Green Bay, do you think the Packers are playing America's Game of the Week?
Yeah, probably
all
not.
The time?
Yeah.
No, they're probably not. So I think the league knows something about the Deshaun case, and it may not even be that they know exactly how many games he's going to be suspended, but I think they have to have some sort of an inkling that he may get suspended at some point early in the season, because they don't do back end of the schedule suspensions. If they're going to suspend him, they're going to do it off the rip, and they're going to make a statement. And I think it could be four games, it could be eight games. I don't think more than that. I don't think a whole year they'd give him. But
doesn't seem right.
But we talked with Cecil about this yesterday a little bit, and some other folks around the league. It feels like the league would be in a tough spot if they let him go on the field week one.
And this is what I want to know from you guys at 216-578-0092. Like, do you think the league knows what they're going to do with Watson's suspension? Do you feel like they had this in their grand plan? Because the evidence is undeniable, Dustin. When you said second from ESPN Stats and Info, one from the Vegas forecast, they clearly gave the Browns an easy first 4 weeks. Like, that's just – it's undeniable. Carolina, New York, Pittsburgh with a rookie quarterback, Atlanta with Marcus Mariota, that is – mwah, chef's kiss if you're trying to stack up W's. The only question I was having, this is what I initially, when I was thinking about this and like my first blush reaction to it all, when you sent the text over, like, this is what I'm thinking today, Jonathan. I was thinking to myself, why would the league do the Browns any favors? That's the only thing that I was hung up on, because I do believe in a lot of what you're saying. Like, I believe that the evidence, it's just sitting right there in front of you. They clearly want to keep Watson for the back end of the schedule. They want to make sure they get that game in Houston in Week 13. They want to make sure they didn't pass over the Brady game, the Josh Allen game. They want the numbers. They want the numbies for that one.
The numbies.
But, like, why? Why would the Browns do – why would the league do the Browns any favors is the question I have. I can't get over that in my head. It doesn't make any sense to me. It doesn't make any sense why Roger Goodell would only put him on two national games and would try, or at least seemingly try, to bury the Deshaun Watson story as much as he possibly can to then have him, what, pop up and have success? Because this schedule tells me the Browns can make the postseason even if Deshaun Watson misses the first six games.
Yeah.
You don't want Deshaun Watson on a primetime stage, do you? Not at this point. Not this close to everything.
So you think the league's trying to bury this a little bit too? Like, I thought about it from a standpoint, they just want the Browns to kind of be relevant the back half of the year. That's my thought. I mean, they just want the Browns to kind of have a chance this year. I could be wrong about that. And the other side of this is the primetime games are early in the season. So do you think the league or people want to see Deshaun Watson primetime early in the year before he's been suspended? Or do they want to wait and bury this thing and let it kind of die down and then he comes back?
If you're the league, I feel like you want Deshaun Watson as far away from primetime. You want the Browns as far away from primetime. And not only primetime, but like relevant postseason football as you possibly can get. But if that was the case, then wouldn't they start the Browns off with like four straight losses? And now, again, you would be killing yourself to a degree. And here's where I think we have to split the baby just a little bit, right? Okay. Where the NFL, they want the Brady versus Watson games. They want the Allen versus Watson games. But they're also telling you, we're going to try to make this as easy as we possibly can for the Browns in the first four games. I'm just surprised by it all. I'm surprised that this is the outcome that if the NFL went, and they clearly did, I'm surprised this is the route that they went. Like, if you're going to go in, go all in. Give us the full money. Why are you only giving us two primetime games, but then seemingly set us up to go ahead and have a good season? It set us up to have a bunch of wins. Because mm-hmm. I looked at the schedule, and I know I'm playing a little bit of a homer card here, but I'm not seeing too many losses on this one. Even with Brissett having to play four or six games, I'm not seeing too many losses. So I'm trying to figure out if, like, I get into the mindset of the NFL. This is what I want to hear from you guys at 216-578-0092. Like, do you think the league knows what they're going to do with Watson's suspension? Because I think anyone with half of a brain would look at what they did and be like, oh, yeah, they're setting it up for a Brissett early and then Watson late type scenario.
Am I crazy to think, as I look at the schedule, even if Brissett plays – I look at those first eight games prior to the bye week, and think the Browns could, I mean, at I don't want to say it, at worst 5-3, but
week 5-8 is awfully tough.
It is tough, but I think they could be 6-2.
Now you're going homer on me. I like
this. I'm just looking at it like I feel like the Browns could go 4-0 in the month, the first month.
I agree with that. I
think Carolina, Jets, Steelers, yes. Falcons. I think you lose to the Chargers. I think you beat the Patriots at home. And then you split one of those Ravens or Bengals games.
I mean, 4-0 is definitely in the cards. I think at some point, like, you really think Jacoby Brissett is going in there and taking down Herbert, taking down even Lamar, even Joe Burrow?
No, I think he can get Mac. And then I think the Bengals game at home, I mean, being at home, Monday Night Football, it's a huge advantage for the home team. And whether, you know, Cincinnati is a better team at that point and we have Brissett or whatever, but I just think that the Browns, even if it's Brissett versus Burrow, I mean, what at worst, the Bengals are favored by a field goal?
Just a field goal, really?
I think so.
With Jacoby Brissett?
Brissett versus it's in Cleveland. Maybe four. Maybe
man.
Bengals minus four.
You believe in Brissett way more than I do, I guess.
I could ask my boy T.A. He's like a bookmaker.
Yeah.
He makes lines, I feel like.
Text him and get the intel on that one, because even if it's just a game where you hand the ball off to, like, Nick Chubb, I think about with Brissett. Brissett got casted off in Indianapolis for a reason. They called up retired Philip Rivers because they were tired of dealing with Jacoby Brissett. I think a lot of people think that he's a lot better than he is. I don't know that he's necessarily that good of a quarterback. I think he's a good backup quarterback. You know, let's not mistake that. I think he can definitely get you through Carolina, New York, Pittsburgh, and Atlanta, because I think between those quarterbacks, I think it's a toss-up at worst. Maybe a slight advantage to some of these other teams. You know, Atlanta – maybe, Pittsburgh, maybe, New York, maybe. They're all maybes across the board, but the defense would come into play for the Browns there, and the running game would come into play for the Browns.
Cleveland playing the Bengals, Monday Night Football, and assume that it's Burrow versus Brissett.
Yeah, and this would be week 8, so, like, in theory, this would be the very end of a Deshaun Watson suspension.
I've got anywhere, it would be somewhere between Bengals minus 3 to Bengals minus 2.
So only
that's a winnable game.
That's a very winnable game. Only 3-2?
Yeah.
Wow. I'm very surprised by that number.
Denver, by the way, last year, they were minus 3 at home with Teddy Bridgewater versus the Bengals late in the year.
Yeah, but Teddy Bridgewater is better than Jacoby Brissett, right?
Is he? I don't think so.
I think he is.
How much better?
I think he is. Teddy Bridgewater won games in New Orleans.
He throws for 175 yards a game.
Teddy Bridgewater went 5-0 in New Orleans.
Congratulations.
Teddy Bridgewater won games in Minnesota. Jacoby Brissett's never won anywhere.
Yeah, I understand that. I don't feel like Bridgewater's that good. He doesn't do anything for me. Okay, maybe he's a little better than Brissett, but by how much? My point is, Brissett's not that much of a downgrade from – I don't know why we're comparing Teddy versus – but I brought it up, I guess. But anyway, I guess I did bring it up.
I feel like you just got yourself in a trap for some
reason. I got myself in a shoot there.
Is that what that was?
I don't know.
I saw you, like, lean back from the table.
My brain was going one direction. I'm like, why did I bring that up? No, I actually did bring that up. I didn't bring that up. Oh, I did bring it up. It's like my mind is just fighting with each other.
216-578-0092. Do you think the league knows what they're going to do with Watson's suspension? Dustin believes that he's starting to think the league knows what Watson is going to be suspended for a portion of the season now that he's looked at the schedule, seen the schedule, and it's very favorable to start the year. What if Deshaun Watson has no penalties this year, goes to trial in April next year, and deals with the civil cases next year in April, gets whatever happens to him, and from a law standpoint, and then the following year the Browns have to then pay the Pied Piper on what it would be for Deshaun Watson. Could you imagine that scenario? You go through a year where Deshaun Watson takes you, let's say, even deep into the postseason, or let's get you double-digit wins, and then all of a sudden he's just taken away from you, like you're a kid with a toy, or you don't get to play with that toy anymore. He's just gone for.
Yeah, that's why I hope that if he plays this year, the Browns win the Super Bowl. Then we can not have to worry about it for the first 8 games of next year.
Well,
he's suspended.
The team is set up for so much for right now. This team is set up so much for right now. 2 years from now, I can't promise you that Nick Chubb is still going to be a good NFL player.
No.
Because NFL running backs, the wheels fall off the bus awfully fast for him, right?
That's fair.
You're not going to have Chubb. You're not going to have Hunt. You're not going to have the weaponry that you currently have at his disposal. You're not going to have the offensive line that you have right now either.
Right.
You know, there's so much about this team that is built for right now. Almost makes you wonder whether or not the Browns fan is kind of rooting that this year, looking at the schedule now, seeing how easy the first part of the schedule is.
That's interesting.
if you're just kind of hoping that they push the can down the road, take your lumps in year two, have a good first year to start off.
Yeah, I don't think that a lot of fans would look at it like that. But I can see that. I mean, if you can make it through the early portion of the season and win, like I said, I think it could be 5-3, 6-2 after the, you know, going into the bye week after the first 8 games of the year,
mm-hmm.
which I think any fan would take. You know, you've got 8 games down, 9 to go, and you're 5-3.
It's 5-3 is signed up. That's great. That's
perfect. Sign me up anywhere.
But the cool thing about this schedule, if Deshaun Watson isn't suspended and does play next year, is that he almost gets like some of these warm-up games. Yeah, I think Deshaun Watson basically can walk on water. I don't think he needs much time to get the arm loose and get himself going.
Right.
But he hasn't played professional football in going on almost a year and a half to 2 years now, right? So, like, he's going to need – I mean, doesn't take much to warm up a Lamborghini. I get it. But in that same vein, open week starter against Carolina, against New York, get your feet wet a little bit. It's not bad, guys.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh, oh. O'Reilly!